Dr. Laurel Evelyn Dyson is a senior lecturer in information technology at the University of Technology in Sydney. Dr. Dyson has published over 75 papers and books, which includes research into the adoption of mobile technologies by Indigenous people and the use of mobile technology to enhance student learning in the higher education sector. She's one of the founders of her faculty's Indigenous Participation in Information Technology program, which is aimed at increasing the number of Indigenous Australians studying and working in IT.
IT, or ICT as lots of people would prefer to call it today, is any digital technology. So back in the 80s, I think we were thinking more of desktop computers, and certainly in the 90s, fixed internet connection. And then, of course, in the 21st century, everything totally changed. So we got mobile technologies, we got all the Web 2 technologies, all the interactive technologies, and so there's much more emphasis on communication, which is why many people would prefer information and communications technology today as the term.
So what's the scene like for Indigenous people and mobile technology compared to other countries?
Mobile technology has been a real plus for Indigenous people around the world, and also for poor people in developing countries. And the previous technologies, such as fixed line phones, desktop computing, having fixed internet connections, none of those really worked for those kind of people. Partly it's the cost, partly it's management of cost, partly it's just being connected in remote communities, whereas mobiles have just suited their lifestyles and their needs perfectly. So you'll find that there's been several studies done now in Australia which show that more than 50% of Aboriginal people, even in very remote communities, will own their own mobile phone. This will be usually the latest mobile phone, like a 3G internet-enabled mobile phone with all the functions of cameras, video cameras, etc. And they use them hugely. Those people who don't own their phones in communities will share phones with other people. So we're looking at almost 100% access. Now, if you compare that with computer technology, like desktop computers, and with internet access via desktop computers, you'll find that it's very, very low.
How do you view the future of technology in Australia? Will it become more inclusive over time?
Well, definitely that's true, because we've had the mobile revolution and we're also getting the NBN. Now, there's been lots of discussion by some of the politicians about should we have the NBN? Is it worth the cost? You'll have some people in the cities saying, well, we don't need the NBN. We've already got all the technology. You go into the bush, you get a totally different attitude to the NBN. You'll find that everyone in the bush wants the NBN. They recognise that they're disadvantaged now in terms of telecommunications. They realise that having broadband and modern telecommunications could really change things for the bush in terms of creating all sorts of job opportunities, teleworking opportunities, being able to run businesses remotely and still be able to sell things to the cities or sell things all over the world. And it's going to make a huge difference.
Your session at Science Rewired will be about technologies in remote Australia. What can participants look forward to?
I hope they'll get a really good idea of how technology can really change things and the potential for technology to improve service delivery, to get people connected both with educational opportunities via distance education, and just keep connected with their families in other communities, with children, who are away at boarding school really make a difference to people's lives on all sorts of levels.
Wow, brilliant. Oh, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you again so much for talking to me, Laurel.
Thank you, Kylie.